Blog Talk Radio.
I've had my share. Life's ups and downs. God's been good to me. And the downs have been few.
Finally, if we are to win the battle that is now going on around the world between freedom and tyranny, the dramatic achievements in space which occurred in recent weeks should have made clear to us all, as did the Sputnik in 1957, the impact of this adventure on the minds of men everywhere who are attempting to make a determination of which road they should take. Since early in my term, our efforts in space have been under review. With the advice of the Vice President, who is Chairman of the National Space Council, we have examined where we are strong and where we are not, where we may succeed and where we may not. Now it is time to take longer strides, time for a great new American enterprise, time for this nation to take a clearly leading role in space achievement, which in many ways may hold the key to our future on Earth. I believe we possess all the resources and talents necessary, but the facts of the matter are that we have never made the national decisions or marshaled the national resources required for such leadership. We have never specified long-range goals on an urgent time schedule or managed our resources and our time so as to ensure their fulfillment. Recognizing the head start obtained by the Soviets with their large rocket engines, which gives them many months of lead time, and recognizing the likelihood that they will exploit this lead for some time to come in still more impressive successes, we nevertheless are required to make new efforts on our own. For while we cannot guarantee that we shall one day be first, we can guarantee that any failure to make this effort will make us last. We take an additional risk by making it in full view of the world. But as shown by the feat of astronaut Shepard, this very risk enhances our stature when we are successful. But this is not merely a race. Space is open to us now, and our eagerness to share its meaning is not governed by the efforts of others. We go into space because whatever mankind must undertake, free men must fully share. I therefore ask the Congress, above and beyond the increases I have earlier requested for space activities, to provide the funds which are needed to meet the following national goals. First, I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal, before this decade is out, of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth. No single space project in this period will be more impressive to mankind or more important for the long-range exploration of space, and none will be so difficult or expensive to accomplish. We propose to accelerate the development of the appropriate lunar spacecraft. We propose to develop alternate liquid and solid fuel boosters, much larger than any now being developed, until certain which is superior. We propose additional funds for other engine development and for unmanned exploration. Explorations which are particularly important for one purpose which this nation will never overlook, the survival of the man who first makes this daring flight. But in a very real sense, it will not be one man going to the moon. We make this judgment affirmatively. It will be an entire...
I've had my share of hard times, life's ups and downs, God's been good to me, and the downs have been few, well I guess say, God has blessed me. I heard Glenn Knight sing this song the other day. But there's never been a time in my life he didn't bring me through. I changed the words. If anyone
my life story, I want tonight to talk about Elijah. I want to talk about Enoch, those that God took up with him and they didn't die. And none of them prophet died. They went right up with God. They didn't taste death. And that's what we're starting on tonight.
The elect and righteous will be living in the day of tribulation, when all the wicked and godless are to be removed. And he took up his parable and said, Enoch, a righteous man, whose eyes were opened by God, saw the vision of the Holy One in the heavens, which the angels showed me. And from them I heard everything, and from them I understood as I saw, but not for this generation, but for a remote one which is for to come. Concerning the elect, I said, and took up my parable concerning them, the Holy Great One will come forth from his dwelling, and the eternal God will tread upon the earth, even on Mount Sinai, and appear from his camp, and appear in the strength of his might from the heaven of heavens. And all shall be smitten with fear, and the watchers shall quake, and great fear and trembling shall seize them unto the ends of the earth, and the high mountains shall be shaken, and the high hills shall be made low, and it shall melt like wax before the flame. And the
want to bring us to a situation where we won't be able to understand what's going on.
Earth shall be wholly rent in sunder, and all that is upon the earth shall perish, and there shall be a judgment upon all men. But with the righteous he will make peace, and will protect the elect, and mercy shall be upon them, and they shall all belong to God. And they shall be prospered, and they shall all be blessed, and he will help them all. And light shall appear unto them, and he will make peace with them. And behold, he cometh with 10,000s of his holy ones to execute judgment upon all, and to destroy all the ungodly, and to convict all flesh of all the works of their ungodliness, which they have ungodly committed, and of all the hard things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Chapter 2. Observe ye everything that takes place in the heaven, how they do not change their orbits, and the luminaries which are in the heaven, how they all rise and set in order each in its season, and transgress not against their appointed order. Behold ye the earth, and give heed to the things which take place upon it, from first to last, how steadfast they are. How none of the things upon earth change, but all the works of God appear to you. Behold, the summer and the winter, how the whole earth is filled with water, and clouds and dew and rain lie upon it. Chapter 3. Observe and see how in the winter all the trees seem as though they had withered and shed all their leaves, except 14 trees, which do not lose their foliage, but retain the old foliage from 2 to 3 years, till the new comes. Chapter 4. And again, observe ye the days of summer, how the sun is above the earth over against it, and you see shade and shelter by reason of the heat of the sun, and the earth also burns with growing heat, and so you cannot tread on the earth or walk by reason of its heat. Chapter 5. Observe ye how the trees cover themselves with green leaves and bear fruit. Wherefore give ye heed to know with regard to all his works, and recognize how he that liveth for ever hath made them so. And all his works go on thus from year to year for ever, and all the tasks which they accomplish for him, and their tasks change not, but according as God hath ordained, so is it done. And behold, how the sea and the rivers in like manner accomplish and change not their task from his commandments. But ye have not been steadfast, nor done the commandments of the Lord, but ye have turned away and spoken proud and hard words, with your impure mouths against his greatness. O ye hard-hearted, ye shall find no peace. Therefore shall ye execrate your days, and the years of your life shall perish, and the years of your destruction shall be multiplied in eternal execration. And ye shall find no mercy. In those days ye shall make your names an eternal execration unto all the righteous, and by you shall all who curse, and all the sinners and godless shall imprecate by you. And and for you the godless there shall be a curse, and all the shall rejoice, and there shall be forgiveness of sins, and every mercy and peace and forbearance. There shall be salvation unto them, a goodly light. And for all of you sinners there shall be no salvation, but on you all shall abide a curse. But for the elect there shall be light and joy and peace, and they shall inherit the earth. And then there shall be bestowed upon the elect wisdom, and they shall all live and never again sin, either through ungodliness or through pride. But they who are wise shall be humble, and they shall not again transgress, nor shall they sin all the days of their life, nor shall they die of the divine anger or wrath, but they shall complete the number of the days of their life, and their lives shall be increased in peace, and the years of their joy shall be multiplied in eternal gladness and peace all the days of their life. Chapter 6. And it came to pass, when the children of men had multiplied, that in those days were born unto them beautiful and comely daughters. And the angels, the children of the heaven, saw and lusted after them, and said to one another, Come, choose us wives from among the children of men, and beget us children. And Semjazar, who was their leader, said unto them, I fear ye will not indeed agree to do this deed, and I alone shall have to pay the penalty of a great sin. And they all answered him and said, Let us all swear an oath, and all bind ourselves by mutual imprecations not to abandon this plan, but to do this thing. Then swear they all together and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. They were in all 200 who descended in the days of Jared on the summit of Mount Hermon. And they called it Mount Hermon, because they had sworn and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And these are the names of their leaders: Semiazaz, their leader, Arakiba, Ramiel, Kokabiel, Tamiel, Ramiel, Daniel, Ezekiel, Barakijal, Asael, Armaros, Materel, Ananel, Zakiel, Samsapiel, Satarel, Turel, Jomjael, Bariel. These are their chief of tents. Chapter 7. And all the others together with them took unto themselves wives, and each chose for himself one. And they began to go in unto them, and to defile themselves with them. And they taught them charms and enchantments, and the cutting of roots, and made them acquainted with plants.
This was aimed on the men. The angels went and had humans. And when they went in to have humans, they were cursed by God. And you'll find out Enoch was the one had to judge them to tell God what they had did. And they begged Enoch to go tell God to give him a priest. But God put them all somewhere away from everybody. And this is the book. Enoch, if you haven't read it, you need to read it, because it tells you about what happened with fallen angels that had sex with humans. That's where the giants come from that, and evil came out of those relationships.
And they became pregnant, and they bare great giants. Height was 3,000 ells.
Giants come out of there. The
relationships of men, and when men could no longer sustain them, the giants turned against them and devoured mankind. And they began to sin against birds and beasts and reptiles and fish, and to devour one another's flesh and drink the blood. Then the earth laid accusation against the lawless ones. Chapter 8. And as Azazel.
Now what God was saying, that the fallen angels with humanity, and out of that relationship came giants, and the giants, out of the giants come evil. Now this is in the book of Enoch. You need to read it, where you get understanding of judgment by the universe. And when Enoch was the man that God called to be the judge of all of that. And you need to read the book of Enoch, or you might understand some of the biblical reading and some of the heavenly reading, or you might understand that we was already God. We was already that. But some way we got disconnected. So what happened, the fallen angels had made it with human. And that's what he's not talking about.
On men to make swords and knives and shields, breastplates, and make known to them metals of the earth and the art of working them, bracelets and ornaments, and the use of antimony and the beautifying of the eyelids, and all kinds of costly stones and all coloring tinctures. And there arose much godlessness, and they committed fornication, and they were led astray and became corrupt in all their ways. Demjazar taught enchantments and root cuttings, amaros, the resolving of enchantments, Baraki charm, taught, astrology, Kokabil the constellations, Ezekiel the knowledge of the clouds, Arakiel the signs of the earth, Jamsiel the signs of the sun, and Sariel the course of the moon. And as men perished, they cried, and their cry went up to heaven. Chapter 9. And then Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel down from heaven and saw much blood being shed upon the earth and all lawlessness being wrought upon the earth. And they said one to another, the earth made without inhabitant cries, the voice of their crying up to the gates of heaven. And now to you, the holy ones of heaven, the souls of men make their suit, saying, bring our cause before the Most High. And they said to the Lord of the ages, Lord of lords, God of gods, King of kings, and God of the ages, the throne of thy glory standeth unto all the generations of the ages, and thy name holy and glorious and blessed unto all the ages. Thou hast made all things, and power over all things hast thou, and all things are naked and open in thy sight, and thou seest all things, and nothing can hide itself from thee. Thou seest what Azazel hath done, who hath taught all unrighteousness on earth, and revealed the eternal secrets which were preserved in heaven, which men were striving to learn, and Semchazar, to whom thou hast given authority to bear rule over his associates, and they have gone to the daughters of men upon the earth, and have slept with the women, and have defiled themselves, and revealed to them all kinds. Women have borne giants, and the whole earth has thereby been with blood and unrighteousness. And now, behold, souls of those who have died are crying and making their suit to the gates of heaven, and their lamentations have ascended, and cannot cease because of the lawless deeds which are wrought on the earth. And thou knowest all things, they come to pass, and thou seest these things, and thou dost suffer them. Thou dost not say to us what we are to do to them in regard to these. Chapter 10. Then said the Most High, the Holy and Great One spake, and sent Uriel to the son of Lamech, and said to him, go to Noah and tell him in my name, and hide thyself, and reveal to him the end that is approaching, that the whole earth will be destroyed, and a deluge is about to come upon the whole earth, and will destroy all that is on it. And now instruct him that he may escape, and his seed may be preserved for all the generations of the world. And again, the Lord said to Raphael, bind Azazel hand and foot. You know and warned me never in the back of the head.
When the water is reached for it, and for us to build, we are using technology, using a model,
and cast him into the darkness. Make an opening in the desert, which is in Tudael, and cast him therein, and place upon him rough and jagged rocks, and cover him with darkness, and let him abide there forever, and cover his face, that he may not see light. And on the day of the great judgment, he shall be cast into the fire, and heal the earth which the angels have corrupted, and proclaim the healing of the earth, that they may heal the plague, and that said unto Michael, Go, find Semchazar and his associates, who have united themselves with women, so as to have defiled themselves with them in all their uncleanness. And when their sons have slain one another, and they have seen the destruction of their beloved ones, bid them fast for 70 generations in the valleys of the earth, till the day of their judgment and of their consummation, to the judgment that is forever and ever is consummated. In those days they shall be led off to the abyss of fire, and to the torment and the prison in which they shall be confined forever. And whosoever shall be condemned and destroyed will, from thenceforth, be bound together with them to the end of all generations, and destroy all the spirits of the reprobate and the children of the watchers, because they have wronged mankind. Destroy all wrong from the face of the earth, and let every evil work come to an end, and let the plant of righteousness and truth appear, and it shall prove a blessing. The works of righteousness and truth shall be planted in truth and joy forevermore. And then shall all the righteous escape, and shall live till they beget thousands of children, and all the days of their youth, their old age, shall they complete in peace. And then shall the whole earth be tilled in righteousness, and shall all be planted with trees, and be full of blessing. And all desirable trees shall be planted on it, and they shall plant vines on it. And the vine which they plant thereon shall yield wine in abundance. And as for all the seed which is sown, thereon each measure of it shall bear 1,000, and each measure of olives shall yield 10 presses of oil. And cleanse thou the earth from all oppression, and from all unrighteousness, and from all sin, and from all godlessness, and all the uncleanness that is wrought upon the earth. Destroy from off the earth. And all the children of men shall become righteous, and all nations shall offer adoration, and shall praise me, and all shall worship me, and the earth shall be cleansed from all defilement, and from all sin, and from all punishment, and from all torment, and I will never again send them upon it, from generation to generation, and forever. Chapter 11. And in those days I will open the store chambers of blessing through the heaven, so as to send them down upon the earth over the work and labor of the children of men. And truth and peace shall be associated together throughout all the days of the world, throughout all the generations of men. Chapter 12. Before these things Jacob was hidden, and no one of the children of men knew where he was hidden, and where he abode, and what had become of him, and his activities had to do with the watchers, and his days were with the holy ones. And I, Enoch, was blessing the Lord of Majesty and the King of the Ages. And lo, the watchers called me, Enoch the scribe, and said to me, Enoch, thou scribe of righteousness, go, declare to the watchers of the heaven who have left the high heaven the holy eternal place, and have defiled themselves with women, and have done as the children of earth do, and have taken unto themselves wives, have wrought great destruction on the earth, and ye shall have no peace nor forgiveness of sin, and inasmuch as they delight themselves in their children, the murder of their beloved ones shall they see, and over the destruction of their children shall they lament, and shall make supplication unto eternity, but mercy and peace shall ye not attain. Chapter 13. And Enoch went and said, Azazel, thou shalt have no peace. A severe sentence has gone forth against thee to put thee in bonds, and thou shalt not have toleration nor request granted to thee, because of the unrighteousness which thou hast taught, and because of all the works of godlessness and unrighteousness and sin thou hast shown to men. Then I went and spoke to them all together, and they were all afraid, and fear and trembling seized them. And they besought me to draw up a petition before them, that they might find forgiveness, and to read their petition in the presence of the Lord of heaven. For from thenceforward they could not speak with him, or lift up their eyes to heaven for shame of their sins, for which they had been condemned. Then I wrote out their petition, and the prayer in regard to their spirits and their deeds individually, regard to their requests that they should have forgiveness and length of days. And I went off and sat down at the waters of Dan in the land of Dan to the south of the west of Hermon. I read their petition till I fell asleep, and behold, a dream came to me, and visions fell down upon me, and I saw visions of chastisement, and a voice came bidding me, I to tell it to the sons of heaven, and reprimand them. And when I awaked, I came unto them, and they were all sitting gathered together, weeping in Abel-Zar, which is between Lebanon and Senesair, with their faces covered. And I recounted before them all the visions which I had seen in sleep. And I began to speak the words of righteousness, and to reprimand the heavenly watchers. Chapter 14. The book of the words of righteousness, and of the reprimand of the eternal watchers in accordance with the command of the Holy Great One in that vision. I saw in my sleep what I will now say, with the tongue of flesh, and with the breath of my mouth, which the Great One has given to men to converse therewith and understand with the heart. As he has created and given to man the power of understanding the word of wisdom, so hath he created me also, and given me the power of reprimanding the watchers, the children of heaven. I wrote out your petition, and in my vision it appeared thus: your petition will not be granted unto you throughout all the days of eternity, and the judgment has been finally passed upon you. Yea, your petition will not be granted unto you. And from henceforth you shall not ascend into heaven unto all eternity. And in bonds of the earth the decree has gone forth to bind you for all the days of the world. And that previously you shall have seen the destruction of your beloved sons, and ye shall have no pleasure in them, but they shall fall before you by the sword, and your petition on their behalf shall not be granted, nor yet on your own. And though you weep and pray and speak all the words contained in the writing which I have written, and the vision was shown to me thus: behold, in the vision clouds invited me, and a mist summoned me, and the course of the stars and the...
My husband used to put to the side, and when we get up with the splendid ingredients, I'm Emily, married to a...
spared to taste me, and the winds in the vision caused me to fly, and lifted me upward, and bore me into heaven. And I went in till I drew nigh to a wall, which is built of crystals, and surrounded by tongues of fire, and it began to affright me. And I went into the tongues of fire, and drew nigh to a large house which was built of crystals, and the walls of the house were like a tessellated floor, made of crystals, and its groundwork was of crystal. Its ceiling was like the path of the stars and the lightnings, and between them were fiery cherubim, and their heaven was clear as water. A flaming fire surrounded the walls, and its portals blazed with fire. And I entered into that house, and it was hot as fire, and cold as ice. There were no delights of life therein. Fear covered me, and trembling got hold upon me. And as I quaked and trembled, I fell upon my face. And I beheld a vision, and lo, there was a second house greater than the former, and the entire portal stood open before me, and it was built of flames of fire. And in every respect it so excelled in splendor and magnificence and extent that I cannot describe to you its splendor and its extent. And its floor was of fire, and above it were lightnings and the path of the stars, and its ceiling also was flaming fire. And I looked and saw therein a lofty throne. Its appearance was as crystal, and the wheels thereof as the shining sun, and there was the vision of cherubim. And from underneath the throne came streams of flaming fire, so that I could not look thereon. And the great glory sat thereon, and his raiment shone more brightly than the sun, and was whiter than any snow. None of the angels could enter and could behold his face, by reason of the magnificence and glory, and no flesh could behold him. The flaming fire was round about him, and a great fire stood before him, and none around could draw nigh him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him, yet he needed no counselor. And the most holy ones who were nigh to him, not leave by night, nor depart from him. And until then, as your sons. And though you were holy, spiritual, living the eternal life, you have defiled yourselves with the blood of women and have begotten children, the blood of flesh. And as the children of men have lusted after flesh and blood, as those also do who die and perish. Therefore have I given them wives also, that they might impregnate them and beget children by them, that thus nothing might be wanting to them on earth. But you were formerly spiritual, living the eternal life, and immortal for all generations of the world. And therefore I have not appointed wives for you. For as for the spiritual ones of the heaven, in heaven is their dwelling. And now the giants who are produced from the spirits and flesh shall be called evil spirits upon the earth, and on the earth shall be their dwelling. Evil spirits have proceeded from their bodies, because they are born from men, and from the holy watches is their beginning and primal origin. They shall be evil spirits on earth, and evil spirits shall they be called. As for the spirits of heaven, in heaven shall be their dwelling, but as for the spirits of the earth which were born upon the earth, on the earth shall be their dwelling. And the spirits of the giants afflict, oppress, destroy, attack, battle and work destruction on the earth and cause trouble. They take no food, but nevertheless hunger and thirst and cause offenses. And these spirits shall rise up against the children of men and against the women, because they have proceeded from them. Chapter 16. From the days of the slaughter and destruction and death of the giants, from the souls of whose flesh the spirits, having gone forth, shall destroy without incurring judgment, thus shall they destroy until the day of the consummation, the great judgment in which the Ajah shall be consummated, over the watchers of the godless Yah shall be wholly consummated. And now, as to the watchers who have sent thee to intercede for them, who had been aforetime in heaven, say to them, you have been in heaven, but all the mysteries had not yet been revealed to you, and you knew worthless ones, and these, in the hardness of your hearts, you have made known to the women. And through these mysteries, women and men work much evil on earth. Say to them, therefore, you have no peace. Enoch's journeys through the earth and Sheol. Chapter 17. And they took and brought me to a place in which those who were there were like flaming fire. And when they wished, they appeared as men, and they brought me to the place of darkness, and to a mountain, the point of whose summit reached to heaven. And I saw the places of the luminaries, and the treasuries of the stars, and of the thunder, and in the uttermost depths where were a fiery bow, and arrows in their quiver, and a fiery sword, and all the lightnings. And they took me to the living waters, and to the fire of the west, which receives every setting of the sun. And I came to a river of fire, in which the fire flows like water, and discharges itself into the great sea towards the west. I saw the great rivers, and came to the great river, and to the great darkness, and went to the place where no flesh walks. I saw the mountains of the darkness of winter, and the place whence all the waters of the deep flow. I saw the mouths of all the rivers of the earth, and the mouth of the deep. Chapter 18. I saw the treasuries of all the winds. I saw how he had furnished with them the whole creation and the firm foundations of the earth. And I saw the cornerstone of the earth. I saw the four winds which bear the earth and the firmament of the heaven. And I saw how the winds stretch out the vaults of heaven and have their station between heaven and earth. These are the pillars of the heaven. I saw the winds of heaven which turn and bring the circumference of the sun and all the stars to their setting. I saw the winds on the earth carrying the clouds. I saw the paths of the angels. I saw at the end of the earth the firmament of the heaven above. And I proceeded and saw a place which burns day and night, where there are seven mountains of magnificent stones, three towards the east and three towards the south. And as for those towards the east, one was of colored stone, and one of pearl, and one of jacinth, and those towards the south of red stone. But the middle one reached to heaven like the throne of God of alabaster, and the summit of the throne was of sapphire, and I saw a flaming fire. And beyond these mountains is a region, the end of the great earth. There the heavens were completed, and I saw a deep abyss with columns of heavenly fire, and among them I saw columns of fire fall, which were beyond measure alike towards the height and towards the depth. And beyond that abyss, a place which had no...
So this is Pickleball?
Pickleball!
D-Train from Morgan Stanley, we're ready for whatever gets served up.
I'm
ready to work with people for college, which you like to get to school. Pretty good bird, right?
Can you guess the number one worst fish for your heart? Is it 1, tilapia, 2, tuna, 3, Atlantic salmon, or 4, sardines? The answer is going to surprise you. Eating wild-caught fish is good for your heart, right? Wrong. According to Dr. Sam Walters, one of America's number one heart specialists, there's one fish you should avoid like the plague. That's because this fish contains very little healthy omega-3 fatty acids, which is the number one reason to eat fish in the first place. This fish also doesn't typically grow in the wild. In fact, only 5% of the fish is farmed in the United States. The other 95% is farmed outside of the U.S. in countries that do not have strict fishing standards. This results in the fish living in harmful conditions. It's common for this fish to spend most of their life in small living conditions where they are crammed in their own filth. The farmers of these fish will give them large amount of antibiotics to keep them alive. Humans eventually have this enter their system when consuming the fish. This so-called healthy fish is contaminated with toxic chemicals that are literally deadly for your heart. Can you guess which one it is? Click the link on this video right now to see which fish Dr. Sam Walters says you should never eat that's deadly for your heart. You're going to want to watch this video right now before it's gone.
Element of the heaven above. And no firmly founded earth beneath it. There was no water upon it, and no birds, but it was a waste and horrible place. I saw there 7 stars like great burning mountains, and to me, when I inquired regarding them, the angel said, "This place is the end of heaven and earth. This has become a prison for the stars and the host of heaven. And the stars which roll over the fire are they which have transgressed the commandment of the Lord in the beginning of their rising, because they did not come forth at their appointed times. And he was wroth with them and bound them till the time when their guilt should be consummated even for 10,000 years. Chapter 19. And Uriel said to me, "Here shall stand the angels who have connected themselves with women, and their spirits assuming many different forms and defiling mankind, and shall lead them astray into sacrificing to demons as gods. Here shall they stand till the day of the great judgment, in which they shall be judged till they are made an end of. And the women also of the angels who went astray shall become sirens. And I, Enoch, alone saw the visions, the ends of all things, and no man shall see as I have seen." Chapter 20. And these are the names of the holy angels who watch. Uriel, one of the holy angels who is over the world and over Tartarus. Raphael, one of the holy angels who is over the spirits of men. Raguel, one of the holy angels who takes vengeance on the world of the luminaries. Call one of the holy angels, to wit, he that is set over the best part of mankind and over chaos. Sarakael, one of the holy angels who is set over the spirits who sin in the spirit. Gabriel, one of the holy angels who is over paradise and the serpents and the cherubim. Remiel, one of the holy angels whom God set over those who rise. Chapter 21. And I proceeded to where things were chaotic, and I saw there something horrible. I saw neither a heaven above nor a firmly founded earth, but a place chaotic and horrible. And there I saw 7 stars of the heaven bound together in it, like great mountains and burning with fire. Then I said, For what sin are they bound, and on what account have they been cast in hither? Then said Uriel, one of the holy angels, who was with me, and was chief over them, and said, Enoch, why dost thou ask, and why art thou eager for the truth? These are of the number of the stars of heaven, which have transgressed the commandment of the Lord, and are bound the time entailed by their sins, are consummated. And from thence I went to another place, which was still more horrible than the former, and I saw a horrible thing, a great fire there which burnt and blazed, and the place was cleft as far as the abyss, being full of great descending columns of fire.
Finally, if we are to win the battle that is now going on around the world between freedom and tyranny, the dramatic achievements in space which occurred in recent weeks should have made clear to us all, as did the Sputnik in 1957, the impact of...
Everybody, let's give a big round of applause to the Caravan.
You owe me $1 billion flow. I want what's mine. I want to have the best of life. I want the sun to shine on me. I want my fellas to wake up. People of color all over the world is in the $1 billion flow. Maybe you in Atlanta, Georgia. Maybe you in California. Maybe you in Texas. Maybe you in New York. Maybe you in Florida. Maybe you in Canada, but you in the $1 billion. Maybe you in St. Paul, Minnesota. Indianapolis, Indiana, which I'm at the $1 billion flow. It's going on up in New York and Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, New Orleans. It's going on, the $1 billion flow. Down in Texas, Arkansas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Phoenix, Las Vegas, New York. We're calling for the $1 billion flow. I see you to rise up and be brilliant. Say I'm rich, because I'm in this $1 billion flow. I am the original man. I am the original woman. I must have my respect. I must have my education. I must have $1 billion. I must be rich. I must lift my brothers and sisters out of the ghetto and out of poverty. I'm in the $1 billion.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, the Negro has still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. And so we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today, we must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated
that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor. The promises of the Great Society have been shut down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages. America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is,
but if not, there was a day when many of the Israelites found themselves in bondage in Babylon. And there was a king of Babylon by the name of Nebuchadnezzar. You read about him a good deal in the book of Daniel, and it
Thank you.
That camp on Boulder Ridge, 6 p.m. near West Branch Street and North Inwood Avenue. Others 2 years ago littered with gold holders. In white SUV could be seen with the back passenger side window shot out. The gray SUV also has multiple bullet holes in the windshield. It's not known where the shot was or how many shots were fired. Police walked off the area as part of their investigation, weighing down several evidence. Fire officials said an officer was shot and thankful to shoulder helmets, not good for any injuries. Another officer was also taken to Sherbrooke, which is a minor felony condition. The suspect was shot and taken to Mount Sinai in critical condition. A physical listen to the moment after the officer shot and charged. Now, the mayor's talking about the hospital earlier today to check in on the officer. The civilian office of the police on the village will talk up for short to investigating this officer involved shooting. And once again, we are just waiting for the superintendent to come out and give us update what happened and exactly what unfolded earlier this evening. We're live outside Children's Hospital. I'm Brian Regina. And you're on your own.
Hang out and respecting a village farm. So they vetoed by the mayor's mayor and chief earlier. have no idea how much debt they will win.
Some trustees, they need the state to step in and help. Also on the agenda for the discussion of an alleged incident that happened on a taxpayer-funded trip to Vegas. A pair of complaints filed with the Illinois Department of Human Rights that shows adult trustees sexual misconduct on a village employee. The board Thursday asking for information on any independent investigation into the claim, including any findings. They can trust the attorneys to tell them to review and investigate to deny the allegations and to assist writing on the case. And this also denied claims in retaliation against the former employee, Nathan Lee, after reporting the possible sexual misconduct. The community members echoing concerns over the allegations, with several calling on the trustees to step aside during any potential investigation.
And I hear that. And I hope that I'll be hearing one of them. You don't want to be sitting there representing me or my family. Thank you.
When we are not identifying the accused trustee because no charges have been filed against it, that's the resolution only for an investigation into the name of the planner, so they should be on that record board here several weeks ago. You know, the trustee said override the deal at the next regular board meeting. But we're delighted to open it. So I said, I'll make it easy.
All right, thanks, Courtney. You can't stop. Travis Mayor announced today that we're entirely in the
this guidance has worked under four mayors. We run the city's 911 center and emergency services. He's been graded up in chief of staff for less than a year. WGN talked to a political science professor who said there will be challenges, but the new residents are worried about change.
There is structure to all the
new information out tonight from the New York State Police to help solve a deadly hidden love that happened on Wednesday. 23-year-old mother to Destiny Nixon stopped help after a friend near the Will County, Runyon County line. She was taken killed by another vehicle that drove the crash scene. They believe that a vehicle that took off was a dark gray 2010 to 2011. Nixon initially in Denver, luckily, they were there this spring. They could have been damaged to the platform this time. A federal judge ordered after suits to rule that former governor Robert Blandish cannot run again for public office here. For IT enforcement, Judge Paul Blandish was in Arizona, citing a classic case. That unusual commander was a responsible appointment in 2021 lawsuit. It was unconstitutional for Blandish for working for state law. The word that she was impeached in prison and had his sentence commuted by former President Trump. And appealed the ruling. He was legally allowed to run for federal office.
The last time that the agency said I came, he went into extraordinary imprisonment in property tax assessment, leaving the homeowners panicking that they won't be able to afford to stay in their homes.
The actor has been reporting on this issue in recent years and considering that Jason Knowles has related tonight, Jason. Ron Fair with the Cook County Assessor related that some South Suburban homeowners were over-assessed in a recent investigation. Now, homeowners say they're also dealing with questionable assessments, which will turn into property tax hikes.
We're going to be out checks for all their homes
in South Suburban Lions Township. Sharon Falls has been reaching their neighbors fairly and in their close-knit neighborhood. They're anxious that they may have to move because of property tax assessment spikes. Some of these increases are more than 150%. Increases don't match their market values of their home.
They really need to be able to sell them for it because they're not in its choice to be a one. But the assessment study,
because of the new assessment, the flawed property taxes will more than double from $7,000 a year to more than $16,000 a year.
It will destroy my kids' future because all of our investment in the world, the 36 years that are going to live.
After losing their first appeal, the first time an independent appraiser, they found the market value of the home to be half as much as what the Cook County Assessor's Office declared. $150,000 compared to the assessor's $178,000. Property assessments have jumped across Cook County's south side. The agency said I can research single-family residential homes in Lyons Township. It found that the average increase since 2020 is the increase of 3 years at 64%. Our neighbor was shocked when he saw that his land assessment increase 633%, nearly doubling his daily tax bill from $10,000 to more than $18,000 a year. This is left with just one choice. Solar homes, it may also we contacted the Cook County Assessor for its opinion about these two properties. His office replied agreeing that they needed error when calculating land values. And then we have submitted a request for correction to the Cook County Board of Review, which will determine whether to reduce the values of these properties and a certified property values in Lyons Township. The boss contacted us and at the CNR investigation about huge tax assessment increases in unincorporated Rich Township, near Pendant Park. And in recent months, it's a space that jumped up 210%.
Actually, after
questioning Kagan's office, the item was told the stakes were made in many of the Rich Township homes and been reassessed, and in a way where it was too high for the homes and should be reduced. Back in Lyons Township, residents gathered to hear from their township assessor who advocates for accurate assessment. There's a section of small communities that has been wildly assessed. Donald King, Richard Stickfairs, those appeals were unsuccessful, so the township assessor is trying again, this time with the help of the Cook County Board of Review, who gathered residents to sign a paper. There have been land assessments signed some of those properties and
not to have an issue with the value in Texas. We don't know where they can
help us. The Cook County Assessor told the IT that market values are up and that they've increased greatly in the South Suburbs in the recent 2023 reassessment. The assessor adds that new estimates make up for what he calls breaks people receive during COVID.
Thank you.
10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. Make the new 2024 Ford LX back for $189 a month.
The new Japanese restaurant will be celebrating in Sherwood. Looks like the restaurant will be located on the first and second floors of the Acacia Chicago Hotel. The original is at Gold Coast Main, February 2022.
A friend of the Parks organization sitting down with a Barron's head and said they have the Barron's vision for a new Lake Park Stadium. Well, they came with an opportunity to hear the most about it. And it comes after a friend of the Parks expressed frustration with the Barron's plan.
Now, last year, the class got past the first background, they're hoping that experience will take them further this time within that region.
I know we have to be, and we know, like, where we're safe, maybe, and where our first point is going to step for our principles. That's what we need to actually move to this year. When you get to this time of the year, you know, record stage, what you did last year, none of that really matters. All the getting better is going to come down and ready to play for the ball is hit. So, you know, that's going to be our job as leaders to really have our team ready to go when the ball is hit.
For the pros, this guy turned his DeMarvin Rosen's first jersey into a full jersey, just like that.
Kitchen are both paying years upon work and dedication. Emma Glass and became a doctor at one of the world's top pediatric heart centers every day. I get to give kids the best chance at a healthier future. But so, when I need to visit my patients and take her medicine, I get to be bold.
Your machine is stopped.
Yeah.
You believe? Yeah, I believe. Yeah. Well, I went down there before. Last year. I went down last year. I was let me tell you where I went last year. I went down to Cairo and come back. Yeah. Oh. It's been about a year. Yeah, I've been down to the gym. I went down. Me and Tundra went down there.
I did see that they did a lot of the stuff. Thank you. Thank you.